What's good, y'all? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What up? What up? Oh my goodness! I just turned into Chuck. It's Marcus or Pink.
What
What's good? What's good? It's Charles or Chuck.
What up? What up? It's Matt or Haz. I wasn't gonna mix this week because it's episode 200, which is a lot to think about as we have gone down this journey of Tweak Talks podcasting. What's going on, guys? No mix this week. How you doing, Gav?
I'm doing well. Before we went live, it kind of really put it into perspective how long we've been doing this and how much effort all of us have put into this. I just clicked on episode one for like 5 minutes and was looking at it, and what happened? Like, so many years passed.
It has been 4 years since episode one. What the fuck?
Yeah. Tweak Talks episode one, TSM Charles and BGBC Pink Fresh.
That's goodness.
Holy schmoly.
I'm just really proud that we created something consistent and lasted long enough to be where it is. Because, like I get recognized in public and they mention the podcast before they mention anything else. Like, so that type of stuff is cool. And, like, everyone's always grateful for it at tournaments. And I don't even know. 200, it really is more than I think, because when you're just used to locking in and doing it every week, like, but putting into perspective right now, it's kind of ridiculous. I just want to thank everyone, because this podcast definitely changed my life, and I'm assuming it's changed everyone else's life that's involved. So yeah, thank you. How's it going, Marcus?
Has looked like he has something to say, so I mean, if you want to,
I always have something to say. Go, Marcus.
Bro is spitting.
The yapper.
Everything's good, man. It's weird because I saw me, like, if you look at the episode one, I just had a little fro. Now, like, my hair is like, y'all don't know, it's like down my back. Like, it's like,
yeah,
crazy to see the difference.
How long did that take?
4 years, apparently.
Yeah, easy answer. Easy answer.
Started January 25th, 2021.
I don't know. I didn't really, like, honestly think about how massive the number 200 is when you're talking about doing something.
Yeah.
Mostly every week. Or just something that people listen to or watch for entertainment. Like, a show having 200 episodes on, like, television is insane, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be what? Or, like, I don't know. It's just, like, if y'all enjoy, like, we gotta have weebs. Like, y'all watch an anime, like, 200 episodes?
But how many seasons is that?
That's a commitment, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you starting to get somewhere. If it's One Piece, you're not really anywhere. But
yo, we gotta catch up to One Piece, though. We got this.
Who ain't caught up in here? Oh, my bad.
No, we gotta catch up with like episode.
Started first.
Oh, we gotta catch up with episode. I don't know if we're ever. Yeah,
we have to giga spam.
One Piece would have to end
a day,
and we would be what? We have to do this four more times, so it would be 12 more years. Or wait, my bad, 16 more years from now.
Jeez.
Goodness gracious, 50. I would be almost.
Gonna be in our rockers, you know, talking.
Just straight complaining about the game.
Yeah,
honestly.
Oh, dude. At that point, we would have no filters because we would be like way older. Oh,
dude, my kid would be 18.
Oh my
goodness.
That's scary, yeah.
Woj.
Anyway, life's good. 200 episodes is crazy. How's it going, Chuck?
I'm doing good. I think we're, like most people, we're going through a lot of trials and tribulations, but we truck through. So I'm just excited to get to yet another milestone in my life with a wonderful group of friends as well. I mean, 200 episodes on a podcast, like you guys are saying, you know, it takes a lot of commitment, it takes a lot of coordination, it takes a lot of hard work. And I think it has served many different purposes for everyone involved in the podcast, even like bringing on all the different guests and stuff like that. So Yeah, I mean, it's been a hell of a journey, man. Dang, Gavin, just goblin, man.
Bro, episode one, out of the gate, bro. The first 5 minutes of Tweak Talks, you were just eating out of a bowl live on stream.
That looks like
We used to stream, too. That was fun. Now we're on the recording live. I do miss the stream days. The stream days were fun.
That was fun. Dude, it was so distracting, though. Chat was so distracting,
bro. Always locked in on chat.
Yep. Had to, dude, because... Just like with casting, sometimes chat has a good point. Sometimes they do. Most of the time, you got to just read quick and disregard. But sometimes they got gems that it's like, all right, that's worth bringing up. Plus, chat interaction is a W for now that Gavin's full-time content creation. He knows.
Yeah. And then has recently got me re-addicted to World of Warcraft. So shout out to that.
Yes.
It is actually crazy how long I've known has, and we're both like... Giga WoW nerds, and we haven't played WoW together ever.
So. No, we'll like have a couple drinks and just like take the walk down memory lane of like playing WoW when we were kids and like teenagers and stuff, but we've never played together, so that'll be cool. Gavin, WoW is like what Yu-Gi-Oh is to me, you know what I mean? Like, that is your that's my version of Yu-Gi-Oh to you. I don't understand what they're talking about at all. Like, this is the worst. Chuck's right in the middle. He gets it. He speaks all languages.
He does. Oh,
yes, I am just a nerd.
Shout out to Charles from.
Yeah. So how you doing, Has? How's life, man?
I'm good, dude. Everything's good. 200 episodes of a podcast is, I think, dude, I remember 100. I remember like genuinely waking up that morning and being so happy about 100. Same thing with 200, obviously. I think 100 is a little different just because it's like the first real milestone. Like, you hit it's triple digits and all that stuff. So it's a little different. But man, just going back and looking at the old VODs and stuff, and I joined on episode 9. So technically not my 200th episode yet. But, you know, you guys put the foundation down and I joined up a little bit later, which is pretty neat. It's really cool. I mean, you think about this podcast and what it's meant. I think Gavin said it well. For me, especially someone who was not as well known in the scene, that the three of you were like well established as players and coaches and on big teams and all this other shit. And Gavin just kind of pulled me in and he invited me in like a vampire, which was a big mistake because now I'm stuck here and I refuse to leave. It was a really cool, I always viewed it as like a cool opportunity, but not like, I feel like when people say opportunity, it's like being on a stage or something. I know, dude, that's my old place. That's the other thing, too, is, like, look at these old VODs.
I'm drinking a Taco Bell freeze there. Like, what is my deal? Every episode.
Bro, what's still cracking y'all up. Look at that. Oh, then I left. I had enough. I'm gone. But it's just, like, all the shit, like, we've all done and accomplished and been through while on the show.
True.
Bought houses, had a kid, got married, like, moved. Like, all this, like, life. It's crazy. It's 4 fucking years, man. You know, some of us are award winners now. At this point, which wasn't true 4 years ago. Sorry, the comments told me to bring it back up. I'm for the people, guys. it was for them. But yeah, no, seriously, it's like, it's crazy because where we were 4 years ago and even where the scene was 4 years ago is completely different. Everything is so different. And it's really cool that it's documented. And like I said, when I first joined and when we talked about episode 100, and I'll continue it now, I always knew you guys well, and like we were buddies online, but this really cemented our friendships, or at least for me, it really elevated it. I mean, all three of you were invited to my wedding. Only one of you showed up, but you know, it's a whole different story. Marcus got sick and Charles had travel complications. It's okay. I just have to give them a hard time about it. Man, but so yeah, like you guys... You guys are my guys, for sure. And this show was a huge part of growing our relationship and our friendships. And I think the chat knows that too, or has felt that over the years. Because I always really liked you guys and thought you were cool. We never like hung out like that, you know, because we'd be at tournaments and we'd have our own little social groups that we hung out with and stuff. And then quarantine happens and we're hanging out every week doing a podcast. And we went from there. It's really cool. And I said this again in episode 100, where it's like some of my favorite nerdy shit. Before podcasts were huge, I was into podcasts. I always thought they were awesome. I thought they were cool. And then they kind of blew up and I was like, I knew about podcasts before they were cool. I was like, damn, it'd be so cool if there was a consistent good Smash podcast. And a lot of people tried. A lot of people have tried.
There was a lot of different podcasts, especially in the beginning of Ultimate. A lot.
Totally. And they would do an episode or two, and I'd be like, that was fun. I hope they keep doing that. And they just wouldn't. And I don't know if it's because like streaming was better or like they're too focused on competing or what. Like, whatever.
I can tell you why.
because smashers are unorganized and aren't consistent.
There you go. Coordinating smashers is a very difficult task if you've ever had to do it. And if you haven't had to do it, well, I hope you keep it that way.
So it's, I always thought like it would be so cool to be on a good podcast that just talks about, we're here to talk about the game and talk about the community and all that shit, which is great. So I'm really happy. I don't know what else to say. I think all of us are going to be together for the first time in a long time at Supernova. I think all of us are planning on going, which is an incredible W. I don't want to spoil anything, but I think Charles and I are going to Gavin's maybe early, and maybe we can do some streams, or maybe we could do some shit and interact with you guys and have some fun. Because like Gavin said, it's not, you know, the four of us and Chris, our producer, who's also fucking awesome, by the way, who we don't shout out enough, who I've known for many years, too, and has really brought the podcast up to another level production-wise. But it's not just about the five of us, but, like, the people we've met through the show, man. Like, so many people now, you know, hey, I know your commentary, I know whatever this video or whatever that you were in. Now it's like, Tweet Talks is the best. Like, I love Tweet Talks. I look forward to Tweet Talks. Like, damn, that's so cool. Like, that's so cool. And honestly, I don't even know if I'd be doing Smash Stuff if it wasn't for the podcast. Like, this is the main way I stay connected to the scene at this point. It's this and doing commentary, because I don't compete anymore and I play.
Well, even then, we don't commentate as much as we used to, man. Like, comparatively to a couple, like a year or two ago, and even like for you guys competition wise, you know, Pink has been retired for quite some time, but like even Gavin has recently retired as well. And I also just want to shout out, like, Gavin was the one that asked us, like me and Pink, to even start this in the beginning. And again, I even brought up just like coordinating smashers in general can be really difficult, but we stayed consistent, we stuck with it, and it didn't fall apart, and we're still doing it. And honestly, like, not to glaze the podcast, but to glaze the podcast, to be, it's crazy how much other Smash podcasts started to happen after Tweak Talks blew up, and to the point where it's like you insert name talks. So to me, it almost felt like we started this mini revolution of Smash content, which is so interesting to see. It's weird. I love to see. I love the other podcasts too. I'm glad that there's more content for Smash. That's important.
All the other little bro podcasts. Yep.
Like, we weren't trying to do anything specific. It just, we had an idea, and it just, here we are 4 years later. I don't know.
And that's the beautiful part, because I feel like the intention of other content, I mean, just in terms of creation and stuff, it's like really comes down to, and as someone who's actually had that as a job, as like, you know, managing YouTube channels and stuff, you want to have the thumbnail, you want to have the title, you're trying to get the views and stuff like that. And I think Gavin has made it very clear that that is not the direction he wants his podcast to go, as someone that like pitches coordinating guests and stuff like that. For, I think for Gavin, it's, and he can speak more on this himself, but I think he just want, and I mean, he said this before too, it's just like, if there's a tournament or something that we don't want to cover, like at the end of the day, I think this podcast is so fun because it just feels like the conversations we have at tournaments, like the sidebars we have with tournaments, and we're bringing it to the internet, really. And that's, to me, that's what makes this podcast so special.
Yeah. I would rather, like, I mean, y'all have heard this before. I like hate content, which is weird because I'm also like heavily involved with the,
it's kind of your job now, but
and content, but I just like hate it conceptually. So I really try to make this like, it's not a news channel. It's not a drama channel. Like, we're here to talk about what interests us. Like, and a lot of people have liked this too. Like the topics where it's just like this vague Smash concept and we talk for an hour about it. Like, those are my favorite moments. And I feel like all of us have some really interesting insights, and it takes a while to explain and talk about. And there's a lot of points we want to get across, and it's just really fun. And I would much rather just be genuine and chill than do something that I just don't like. I don't know. That's the best way I can.
Which is also reflective of the characters you play in Ultimate. It's crazy, the parallels. It's cool.
But I mean, that's why we're able to keep it consistent and do it, and because we just want to hang out and chat about Smash. Like, it's a fun thing to catch up on. It's like the main thing we all have in common. But as we've gotten older, because it's been 4 years, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a considerable amount, a chunk of time of life, which is so crazy to think about.
We're talking about the same game.
Like, I've learned
the same shit, bro.
I've learned so much, because for most of my life with Smash, I've mostly relied on like the tournament, like doing well at the tournaments and like the sponsors in terms of like paying the bills through Smash, and like getting more into streaming and the podcast has like kind of given me some consistency and like grounded me a bit and like kind of helped shift my priorities, because I'm not even working with like a sponsor anymore, so I don't have like a monthly check to rely on. So it's more so like I'm relying on myself, and then anything else is a bonus. And it's like, damn, I should have done that from the beginning. And the podcast has really helped me learn that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Gavin, speaking of that, you guys can go to patreon.com/tweetbox.
There we go.
You got to get better at the plugs, man. Come on, bro.
I do. B hates that I like will go multiple weeks without mentioning the Metafy.
That's dude, you, though, bro.
Hard, man.
It's not is easy. It? Like, I'm just yapping. I forget.
You're essentially just like, especially for people who don't like to like really talk about themselves or like talk about how good they are at something, you know what I mean? Like put themselves above other people. Like it's hard to be like, by the way, sub to me. I need money. Like, or like, I'm a really good coach of Metafy. I'm probably the best coach of Metafy or something like that. Like, you know, it's hard to like do that. When you just like, you just chill, you're like, bro, I mean, if you want a lesson, I'll give you a lesson.
This reminds me of, if we're taking a stroll down Tweet Talks Lane, this reminds me of the first tournament we all went to after quarantine, Pop Quiz, the one that we were all four of us were at. Do you remember?
I have the worst memory out of anyone.
I don't know. Here. Genesis? Like,
no.
The Genesis was my best guess. I'm out.
That's my best guess.
It was like Summit in the Rip. I'm trying to think of the tournaments that happened after quarantine. Summit was the first one. Then it was Riptide. But I think it was Summit, right? Because we actually raised money.
He wasn't at the Fruit Marcus. Wasn't there. No. But what about Gimpitational? Because that
happened, there like, it is. Okay, yeah, that happened like
almost while it was still. You know, that was early for sure. Oh. And all of us.
That was the first time Aquila competed in the West.
And Oshimo too, where a lot of people learned about Oshimo. Yes. Yeah, that was a really, really good tournament in hindsight. Like, it was good, obviously, during, but it was weird because we were all, you know, it was such a different culture than we were used to at that point. It was so weird. But we were all there, and the reason I thought of this is because Gimmer hired Marcus as a caster, which is hilarious because after... Because you're like, oh, it's so hard to, like, you know, talk about, you know, put yourself out there, do that, and I'm like, I don't know. Feels pretty good, I guess. And I think Charles would feel the same way. And I'm like, oh yeah, we're casters, and like you guys are not. You know, you guys are more reserved. And after we got up off of commentary, Marcus just turns and goes. And after Marcus is a little quiet on commentary, I'll say, even though I know he's watching the game and thinking like the smartest things about it, I don't know why, but he didn't translate. He didn't speak a lot because it was his first time really on.
It's also couch commentary, which is a little tricky.
It's
Yes, when there's just two people, it's just a, you know, a two-way conversation. Yeah, so it's a lot easier to be like, oh, you're done talking, I talk. I'm done talking, you talk.
It's crazy because with Marcus, he's like someone I respect so much for so many different reasons. And one of them for sure is how he looks at and views the game. And he has all these great opinions and insights. And then he was just quiet. I was like, what happened? And he's like, dude, that is hard. I was like, I didn't even think about that. Cause like, I don't know. It's just such an interesting dynamic. Like, it's like, I don't know. Cause I hear you talk about this stuff all the time, but you're right. It is obviously very different and probably something that Charles and I are just very used to, but just something that's different. So I thought that was a really good perspective just cause naturally I was like, we're going to get on and chop it up on the couch and it's going to be like normal. And then it was, you got up and you were like, dude, that's really hard. I think your quote was, I don't know how y'all do that is what you said. like you had just got off a roller coaster. That was really hard. Like a really crazy roller coaster. And you're like, I don't know how you guys do that. I was like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even, one thing I want to say just thank you to everyone that also brought out Marcus to a summit. It wasn't the first summit, but it was the one afterwards. Right. And we did a stream. Yeah. And I mean, you know, what's so really fun. Cool. And something I appreciate a lot about Gavin too. It's, you know, he could probably have these streams that have, you know, not sub goals, but like donation goals and stuff like that. And we only did that once for Tweak Talks and everyone instantly came through. I think it was like not even an hour or something like that. And we raised enough money
to get Pink
out to Summit. And I just want to thank the community that loves this show enough to give money to fly out someone to California from the East Coast and, you know, and to pay for the hotel and stuff like that. That is, it's not cheap. And you guys instantly came through. So big shouts to that. And I just love how much support there is. And I mean, just one stream, and again, not, it just felt like not even an hour in, it was just really quick. But my, I did drink a lot of tequila, so my sense of time, I don't
know. Dude, it's even like crazy thinking about like saying that, because not the drinking a bunch of tequila part. But
yeah, like, that's normal.
There are people who probably were like in high school who are in college now, or like in middle school who are like about to graduate. They probably like, there's probably some people out there that look back like, bro, I was in college and I graduated college during that stream. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, dude, there's like so many, because as people who have been in the scene for a long time, like, I got this a lot when I was still going to Xanadu. Like, I would, bro, I used to watch you when I was in middle school and I'm in college now. And I'm like, bro, chill. Like,
don't tell me that.
Stop aging. Yeah, like, don't tell me. I'm about to quit. Like, that might be the reason I quit. No, I'm joking. But like, so like, hearing that for a large part of my life and then like realizing that it could be applied to this podcast is like, I don't know.
That's kind of crazy. This is like, in a way, like, that made me think, I'm like, this podcast starting 4 years ago is like our version of PM, where it's like, I watched you play PM, you know, it's like, dude, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different era and a whole different time.
Yeah.
It's wild to think about. And I think too, like, as I was going through like my favorite memories of the podcast, because we've been thinking about it. Obviously, we're slow to get this episode out because we're all so busy. And we wanted to do it right. And I was thinking, like, the Marcus stream thing came to my mind, like, very quickly, too. That was just so cool. And again, very fun and natural. And we were really hesitant to do it because we don't want to.
Like, we've never asked the community for money.
No.
So
no. Yeah.
Specifically, Gavin was very like, man, I don't know if we should do it or not. You know, and, of course, I mean, it's a fair thing to think about. So I think it was worth doing. And I think, for the one time we did ask the community for money, the fact that they instantly came through and for what, like, the purpose of it, it was very sick. And I think bringing out Marcus and like Summit doesn't even exist anymore. So if that didn't happen, Marcus could have just like never experienced the Summit, right? Which is a huge part of the Smash Bros culture. Even when you're thinking about Melee and Ultimate, obviously has a deeper history with Melee, but it's still just in general a really big part of Smash culture. And there are so many players that, especially for the last Summit, like, their whole campaign was like, I just want to experience a Summit. And it almost makes me feel like, it makes me feel, when I think about it, just so blessed to even be a part of some of these tournaments, right, that we're just able to be a part of. And I mean, the fact that Gavin won one too, like, it's just, there's so much memories, mm-hmm. and it's so fun to think about. And even the fact that, like, you talked about that tournament on Tweak Talks, because we started Tweak Talks during quarantine. I mean, just thinking about how far back we've gone, and man, it's just crazy, because quarantine was such a transformative part of Smash. Like, Ultimate, when you think about Ultimate, since you throw in a global pandemic into the mix, there's a bunch of different phases of Ultimate, a bunch of different metas. And I mean, it would have been even cooler if we started this at the very beginning of Ultimate. But, you know, for the majority of Ultimate's lifespan, Tweak Talks has been around. It has influenced even more podcast content for Smash, which is great. And it's going to be here going into the next Smash game.
That's what I was just about to say.
That's fucking crazy. It's going to be a whole new thing. We always talk about the next Smash game, too.
Yeah,
about 80 of our 200 episodes are Gavin guessing at the next characters in the next game. So it's pretty good.
One day I'll be right.
What do you think the most popular topic is in all of our 200 episodes?
Dude, I think I'm trying to think of our favorite topics. Man, when new characters
heavy came lifestyle out, thing was very popular.
Heavy the lifestyle thing was good.
People really enjoyed that. It kind of reminds me of my sword rant that I've been doing.
Yes, the sword rants that
was
fun.
Insane.
Not again.
Yes.
Not again.
I'm
ready
to do it. I'm ready.
That's okay.
We're talking about like generalistic topics. Dude, also worst than best takes. Okay, so the worst take this podcast has ever had, we have to take responsibility, and it's all...
I'm not taking responsibility for shit.
Gavin was fucking people up with Sephiroth, and we thought the character was good. So, thanks, Gavin. You made us
look foolish. Yeah, that's Gavin's fault. Hey, I'm still proud of my call that Steve is eventually going to be insanely broken because of the community that he has. I was very proud of that. I was like, I don't know, this character seems bullshit. I was pumped about
that. This reminds me of something.
Oh, no.
There's this weird, like... would you call it like revisionist history? This is slightly off topic.
Okay. Okay.
So there's like Diddy Kong, right? I started playing Diddy Kong. And then over quarantine, people would say, oh, but Leo beat Tweaks Diddy Kong at the Congo Saga pre-local. And they started saying it after I dedicated time to him, as if I was dedicating time to him then. You know how much that motivated me to win all those tournaments post-quarantine? Dude, with Diddy Kong?
I not revisionist so history. At
those comments, like,
dang, the butterfly.
But it is insane how, yes, butterfly effect, I think, is a much better term for it. Like, little things like that where someone says one thing and it just makes you change, like, the course of everything. Like, imagine if you never picked up Diddy Kong, bro. Like, that's wild. That's wild. And it
bro, like, that comment was like, really? Do you think I cared about Diddy Kong right in that moment?
Like, dude.
And it just influenced me so much. It's just weird. Like, the quarantine mixed with, like, starting the podcast. At one point it was live and then we started recording it, like, yeah, it's, once again, I've said this a few times, but like I was saying, I relied a lot on just sponsors and tournaments and just trying my best to win, and I wasn't exactly sure what I was doing. And over quarantine, like, shouts to Charles and B, honestly, for always supporting parts of my life that I wasn't, like, holding up that much myself, like the YouTube channel, the Twitch channel, and then the podcast. And they just gave us, they gave me these ideas, and it just really helped me get started with all these things. They would always have the idea and, like, start it. And so, like, the best I can do is just stay consistent with all of it and make sure I respect all the effort that y'all have put into it. Charles has managed the YouTube channel, helped with editing stuff and content ideas. We started the podcast, and I talk with Charles about taxes and like,
they're all being done incorrectly, by the way.
I talk with all of y'all about all this stuff. Like, even Chris and I talk about a lot of things, and I think that's something that is huge as someone that was putting my all into competing and trying to win tournaments, was that not only was I making sacrifices, other people have been making crazy sacrifices my whole life. And that includes this entire podcast team. Like, y'all didn't have to do all that stuff for me on the side while I just focused on playing the game, but you did. So, like, it's huge because it got me to where I am today. And yeah, it's kind of crazy to put it all into perspective and really think about it, because there really has been a lot of sacrifice between everyone. So.
On that, I'd really like to emphasize that B is really like the sixth man on our, you know what I mean? The sixth player on our roster. She does a lot, especially early on, helping us organize and not be as stupid as we are. That was really helpful, just keeping our asses in line, basically, and designing the merch and doing all that shit.
All
she's
the
had
art,
great graphics, ideas for the show, the art, all that stuff. She's absolutely killed it and deserves a ton of credit. As does our producer, Chris, who I don't think we really dove into the background of Chris enough, because Chris and I have known each other for years. And Gavin, you know him too, because he worked in the New Jersey Smash scene, behind the scenes production type stuff. And at one point, we realized the podcast was gaining momentum and we didn't want to do it live anymore because there were always technical difficulties and then there'd be a ton of editing and, like, chat was going crazy and, like, whatever. So we wanted to take it offline, and we took that as an opportunity to bring on a good producer who's Chris. And Chris, I don't know if you're able to say hi or say what up real quick.
I'll say what's up. Hey.
All right. Hey, a face reveal. Damn.
I've just been in standby. I just, I don't know. I'm pretty stoked for today. I've been thinking about this episode a lot, and mostly just on an end where I'm just grateful to be here. You know what I mean? I know it sounds corny, but it's a really good thing to keep in mind. 200 episodes for anything. I know this is now times five. We've emphasized this. It's a lot. 4 years. Think about that. You've been a part of someone's development. You don't even realize that. I remind myself that with things on my channel that get 50 views. Someone who's just been like a tournament bot. Someone like, I'm like, I know this person showed their friends and was so gassed about it. And it's like, that's like a, you know, a small thing. But what I really like about this is, and this was mentioned way earlier, You guys, like, this is, it's a very real podcast. Everything's fully interactive. You're literally going to the events to be a part of the events.
It's hard to think about that sometimes, that it's real. Like, it's not a joke. Yeah.
Well, what's crazy is, you know, a lot of people would envy the position, right? Where it's like, oh, I want someone to value my take on this, or I want to be a content creator, and that stuff's cool. But there's that end of it, and there's the end of it of, like, you're living this stuff. And you're just talking about it real quick. Maybe I'll see you on this event. Like, it's just sort of like a little snapshot in between things. Speaking of those podcasts that started early, I actually has been on the podcast many times, right? Gloves Off back in the day. I used to do PR reveals for Smash 4. I was doing a podcast bro. Those were fire, by the way. Like, I'll toot my own horn on that. Fun. That was a cool format, and people fucked with it. And the thing is like, no one gives a shit about a random Smash Channels podcast at all. And I could tell you that firsthand. That, like, I had probably a good, you know, few dozen episodes, and it lasted for probably until quarantine, I'd say, into quarantine. And so I was just like, so what I really appreciate about being here is this is an idea I had that I feel like Gavin, like you kind of started this in a way. And I was like, well, at least there's a cool Smash podcast. Cause at the end of the day, I was always that believer of, I'm a big believer in live events and just live media and community growth. That's like a really, to me, that's it's tangible, it's real, it's interactive, and it's kind of rare in a world where you can AI prompt anything. Having a real in-person event is, you can't duplicate it. And I think that is my favorite part of this. So where I feel like, you know, my efforts to just sort of have a podcast be out there to cement something like that, like, Gavin's just able to do that just, like, as his life. Like, he's going to all these events. He's competing at a high level. He's able to communicate it. You guys are able to supplement that because you're at the same events, whether you be competing or talking about it, commentating, any of it. And there's just so many things that I feel like have, you know, synchronistically and just sort of lined up.
It's the, like, craziest thing.
It's nuts, bro. And honestly, Gavin, I think about this a lot, man. I just remember one of my first two playlists is you playing Gons in Grand Finals in, like, Red Bank, New Jersey, randomly. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember this. We went to Americana.
I mean, my memory is so bad, but once it gets brought up, it's like,
I don't know if you remember the diner trip after, man. It was like a lot of the old characters there, like Apple was there, like just all like the old, like, kind of old
goodness
heads.
Throwback.
Jersey Smash, bro.
But like, I want you to understand, like, where I was in that time. I had just sort of left one job, scrambled for a couple months, got a really shitty finance job, hated it so much where I just, on some crazy ass whatever was going on in my head, I just bought some equipment and was like, I'm just going to try. And actually, I kind of got motivated by watching, like, VGBC VODs. I was like, I just want this shit in the area. So I did that not knowing anything. I didn't even know how to stream any of that stuff. It was literally trial by fire. And then suddenly it's like, you know, you were just on the come up at that point. Very young tweak playing Bowser Jr., but also just, you know, Cloud DLC just dropped. So it's like, this guy's coming to tear it up. And, like, I had heard the rumors, but, like, I don't really know who you were at that point, bro. Just, like, you don't know who I am. I'm just like, oh, this sounds great. I'm glad he's at my event. I'm playing this kid who sold me fucking Gons, who sold me, like, N64 games for way more money than I should have paid, but I just wanted to support the hustle, you know? I was just like, I appreciate this kid's hustle. But anyways, so I think about it a lot because it's triggered so many things. And
yes, trigger is a good word. And there's so many connections like this between all five of us. Like, and how it all lined up is ridiculous. Like, and the Jersey Smash stuff is crazy. Just how all the relationships came and went and how things lined up and people worked together here and there. And like, bro, I was in Japan and I just see James. like the guy that I played at my second Wii U tournament, like round one or two, in the corner of a card shop.
I want people to understand. We've been out here. It's been 10 years. I kind of digress from this, but dude, I was 25 in between jobs, like in some sort of like mental health crisis, for as far as everyone else is concerned. You know what I mean? But the reality is like, I feel like I was sort of, you know, not to get too woo, but, like, you know, kind of guided on something. You follow your intuition on shit and you sort of trust the process, and really you can't do everything yourself. So I think this whole thing, even with the podcast, came together because Haz and I had worked on a couple. Then he was on the show.
Even that's crazy. That's the history there.
dude, I asked him, I was like, this is, because to me, I'm like, this is, I just want this to be a thing. Like, I tried to front it because when I first started the business, it was you buy stuff and you expect it to kind of work out, but it doesn't. You just have to sort of figure it out and do it yourself or just have it not be done. So the podcast was one of those, including the PR reveals. What makes an event more interesting than a PR? Like, I sort of love and hate that I brought that sort of energy there, but it inspired some. Like, I've seen a lot of PR reveals since then. I'll tell you, you could look. You check your search histories and all the dates on these videos. Those are the first PR videos, like, guaranteed. Wow. Like, it just, because this stuff is...
Well, hold on now. Did you check out the Hazmat rules streams for the New England
PR I might have reveals? You beat, bro. Hold I actually think, second. I think I'm, I may have motivated you. We got to compare dates. But, like, either way, I don't really care, because that's the whole point. I think what you've done with this podcast and what I've had the pleasure of sort of being in the background of is, like, you do pave a road that is, like, you know, it, people walk behind it, because like you were saying how the podcast has sort of expanded, and it has, because it's a good idea and it's something that's genuine. So anything authentic is really going to shine like that. Like, you guys are the perfect group for that. But within that, you're going to inspire people, and it has, it kind of keeps a community going. We're talking about a game that's how old now, right? It's old. No one really gives a shit. You know, waiting room, Smash 6 waiting room. Is it a deluxe? Yeah. I don't know who gives a fuck. But it's like, you know, we're out here. We've been out here. I wouldn't be doing anything Smash if you didn't, like, allow me or like, kind of, if we didn't work together on this, man. Like, I'd be over it. I would have quit. I lost it. I don't give a shit. But I like you guys, you know, as people, love you guys. And it's this has been cool. Like, my whole business has pivoted around this. The podcasts were a quarantine project, you know what I mean? I'd still be trying to job Smash tournaments. I don't want to do that, but I still love the game. Still love the people. Still got my friends. And really, that's it. Like, the media that lives online, like, this is a real, like, it's kind of like a recall moment. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Sorry. I'm like, I'm rambling.
No.
It's just,
I think everything is well said. The way you're wording it and providing insight is, I feel like it's different than how we've worded things. And
yeah.
The relationship between you and Haz just reminds me about all the relationship between me and you, like going to a Jersey local and Chris is in the corner managing the stream and I'm just trying to play and figure my shit out. Like,
I'm dead ass just the dude in that room. I'm the old man in the room. If I'm going to be in there, I got to contribute something. That's where I was. I was like, dude, if I'm going to be at a video game tournament, I better fucking be doing something. Like, otherwise, what am I, you
know? Up the quality, like, do something with it, like, that no one else is doing.
Grassroot vibes, dude.
Yeah. And the Carl's, that's like, it, bro. This is,
yeah.
I just don't want there to be any mistake about this, because when things pop off in the next Smash game, because you all know what's going to happen, you just got to remember this shit didn't just appear out of nowhere. And you know, and it's going to look different.
I'm excited about, like, having this developed when the game comes out rather than making it in the middle. Like,
dude,
I want to be well prepared for new people and or returning people, whatever. And I do want to mention, my connection to Charles is so crazy.
Oh, no.
I got into Smash when I was like competitive Smash as a
concept. I know this.
When I was like maybe 11. And for those couple years, I wasn't going to tournaments, but I was really into it. And I loved combo videos. And Hawaii combo videos were the biggest thing. So I'm literally watching Charles, and like, technically by association, Charles got me into Smash Bros. And then I play online, and then I'm like meeting him at an Evo years later. He becomes my official coach. Now he's like on this, like, you can't make that up. Like, it like that, it sounds unreal. Like, it sounds like a movie. Like, it's not even an exaggeration. It's that ridiculous how shit lines up. And like,
and you did fuck me up with Wario.
Connection with all of you guys, like, for all of this stuff. There's some really crazy stories.
I think as you go through life, I think you realize that things like that naturally, you know, obviously it's crazy and the connection's wild, especially because he's from Hawaii and you're from the East Coast of the United States. Like, just distance wise, that's wild. But
yeah.
Just good people doing good work and connecting over a passion that they really like is something that happens in life. And I think that's a big foundation of this podcast, man. And I think we've all said it, but I'm proud to be here with y'all. I really am, which is funny to think about, because like, we're kind of just, especially as we get older, I'm like, we're just chilling and talking about Smash. But like,
we just do it and forget about it until the next week. So like, sometimes like,
people love this shit though. And I totally get it, because like I said, we all have our shit that we watch or listen to every week. And it is incredibly flattering and a great honor to be, for some people, a person that contributes to their weekly existence.
Yeah.
That's such an important thing, man. Like, what a crazy really concept.
We're proud of was someone saying, like, it's their, like, comfort thing every week. Like, I know that resonated with you a lot because you mentioned it a few times.
Yeah.
Or on the show, like, you know what I mean?
And I know we're consistent with the show. Like, we typically get one out every week. But I seriously think of that thought every week when I'm like, I just had a shitty day at work. I got to clean the kitchen. I got to let the dog. I got to walk the dog. I got to do all this shit. I'm like, I got to make sure that I show up. And it's not like I have to be there or won't. The point is the show has to go out. It's not.
Yes.
But, like, for me, that's a big motivator because that was really, I don't know, that really hit home for me because I'm like, damn, it's because it sucks when your favorite show or podcast, like, skips a week. I'm like, damn. Come on, I was relying on you. How am I supposed to get through this week?
I think you guys are a window into something that is so intriguing to the average person and even to the average fan of Smash Bros. Because there's this whole scene that exists, and the level that anyone touches that's pretty small. Even, like, I shouldn't say, you know, you got, like, your top percentage of people who are jobbing events or they will travel to another country, to another state, whatever it is. And, like, that's a small percent. But the average person, like, you are the window for that. All the stuff that seems like, oh, yeah, like, we know this happened or this happened whenever, whatever. Like, this is a reference point no one has. No one would even know about. Maybe they catch a VOD randomly in their YouTube recommended and they get, like, a window into that. But really, you're a regular window into that. And the concept of esports, which is, like, I don't even think it's a real thing. I think what this is just it's organic community. There's a lot of things that make it not look like that. And I think of this show as sort of like a living proof of what, or, you know, kind of the real definition of organic. I know it's such a buzzword, excuse me. But, like, it's real stuff. And really what has said is you just show up in the ways you show up, contribute with, like, good intention, and just sort of just being like, hey, happy to be here. I'm doing what I'm best at. And I'm in this room with people doing what they're best at. And shit just happens.
And that's why it never goes as scripted either, I think.
True.
It might even be a good thing that it doesn't go as how it should go every week. You know what I mean? I feel like at the end of the day, that's probably for the best.
If it
I think one week we need to, like, record our pre-show talk because we're like, what are we going to talk about? And then Gavin just goes, fuck it, roll the tape. And I'm like, ah. Like, I mean, you guys have heard me talk about that.
Just start,
like,
it.
Just go. Just go.
He's like, come on.
He's ready.
Let's do it.
He's totally right. And we, like you said, the foundation is there for this podcast to continue for as long as we want it to, which is awesome. I truly love our little community we have here and the people that listen every week. Like, that's really a special thing, I think, to me and to all five of us, which is awesome. And I think, you know, let's keep the party going is how I feel. And I'm really excited to see you all at SmashCon. I hope, you know, I hope you can make it too, Chris. I know the four of us are trying our hardest to all be there. I think that'd be great. And I think we'll cover, like, Gommel. Gommel was great. It was a super fun tournament. We'll talk about that probably next week.
We can get into Gommel now. I was just going to say, I don't want to overstay here. I know that there's, you know, Gommel's, as we're getting into our
Gommel's
stuff.
Gommel's a lot.
I just want to say, like, Gommel's been, how long has Gommel been around, right? Like, that's all part of it, too.
Right.
This was the first one where I was like, damn, I really missed this.
Dude.
Like,
Where
it's like, I have a lot of history with Max and Joe tournaments and Gommel specifically, and I ended up staying up after the stream. I was talking with Light for a pretty extended amount of time. I reached out to, like, Spargo and Sonics to congratulate them. Like,
nice.
I reached out to Riddles because I thought it was so fucking awesome that
one Street Fighter dude. He's so cool.
I'm just so proud of all of them. I missed all of them. And that was the tournament that hit me the hardest where I was like, damn, like, there's I made a big change in my life. Like, watching Gommel happen and I'm not there.
How many years do you think you were at Gommel? But, like, leading into this, like, in consecutive and just total?
I don't know about consecutive because there was the one I missed that was kind of, like, around COVID. Like, some people went, some people didn't. Like, it was kind of, like, a shaky. But I went to, like, virtually everything else. I've won the tournament 3 times.
What was your first year at Gommel?
First year.
That was the Roy win, right? First year. No, that's
Smash 4, probably like a 2017 or
there. That's all I wanted to get at. It's 2025, man. We're coming up on 10 years that Gommel has been in your life. Like, I think talking about Gommel today is a perfect fit. So
yeah, it was
exit stage, whatever.
Wait, before you go, Chris, I just want to mention for anyone that doesn't like hasn't kept up with the history or doesn't know too much. We used to just be a live podcast, and it was on Twitch, and that was what we considered season one. And when Chris came on, and Chris really had this vision for what you see now. What you see now is really what Chris brought to the table. And Chris was like, hey, I think this podcast is amazing, and I want to increase the just the quality of it by so much, like times 10, times 20, times 100, man. It's like, it's crazy, like, especially if you watch it on YouTube, you're seeing the clips of everything and the rotating cameras. Like, this level of quality is only here because of Chris. And I really want to point that out for anyone who hasn't been a listener from that long ago. Maybe you came into Tweak Talks and that's, you just saw that and you're like, oh, I guess this is how Tweak Talks is all the time, right? But that is what Chris has brought to the table, and it's been amazing, man. It's been an amazing journey. We've had so many calls about talking about like things like merch and things about how to increase the quality of the podcast and setting up things like the Patreon and
getting it onto iTunes. But
I just want to. Yeah. This has always been something I've wanted to exist. So like you guys just sort of doing it and it popping up and at the time me. Like if things went as they were supposed to go, I'd still be grinding out Smash events, and I'd be miserable. I'm just gonna tell you that. I'd be miserable. But I love the position I'm in now, mostly because I think what you guys are doing, what we're all doing together, I think it's important. And like, you know, this isn't me trying to like inflate like my sense of usefulness here. I think it's really cool, and I really appreciate that, Charles. Just even the note. So
yeah,
with that in mind,
yeah,
you know, appreciate y'all, but. Yeah, I would definitely now is probably a good time for Gommel because that was pretty cool too. I mean, it was almost the last one and then it wasn't, I guess. So that's cool.
I know. Joe's announcement, thank you, Chris. Joe's announcement was confusing and upsetting for a very short amount of time. I was like, what the fuck? I thought in the chat said the same thing. They were like, is this the last Gommel based on what Joe said? But what he was really doing, which is really sweet of Joe, who is a very thoughtful guy. If you've ever talked to him before, he runs Gommel, basically. He's one of the main guys at Gommel, or the main guy at Gommel. But he just thanked a bunch of people behind the scenes who had helped. Similar, you know, like what we're trying to do here is like thank everyone who's helped us, including our editors too, Mark and Alex.
Yeah,
right. Thank you the goats right there.
The whole team, baby.
But he brought people out. You know, people who run production and people who are unsung heroes, I think is the term he used, which is very important. And there are going to be so many people that help and fix and do things in Smash where they don't even, no one knows they exist, and without them things wouldn't happen. And I don't know, I think that's a really important thing to call out. That happens. Maybe we can do Gommel next week. I think we're going to need a full show for that. That was ridiculous, but it's up to you guys.
I can keep going.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if not, we can always start go for next week.
Yeah. I'll just do a quick around the horn. I did stream it. If anyone's interested in going back for whatever reason, it was nice. Congrats to Spargo. Got first in Ultimate. Got second in Rivals, which is ridiculous.
Riddle winning
Street Fighter 6. It just feels like a change. Like people are branching out, and like it's crazy.
That was the. Dude, the Gommel thing, like, watching Spargo do that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He did the same thing at LMBM.
Yeah.
Got second. He was closer this time to beating Cake, though.
Yeah.
Much closer. I'm excited to see him at Evo. I don't know if we can super dive into Gommel or anything, but yeah, I'm excited to see Spargo at Evo. That kid is incredible, and it's kind of weird. When I was watching him, I had this thought, like, how can anyone watch him and not feel like he's the best player in the world? Even if he doesn't have, like, currently the greatest results, his motivation, blah, blah, blah. Like, when I watch him play, like he played at Gommel, I'm like, who can beat him? Who? Who? Tell me somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I
Hyper Kirby. 3-0. Can I say
that was a different day? Wasn't that a different day?
It was the Saturday, yeah. And can I say, like, I know we're not going to dive into Gauntlet yet because we do need a full episode for that, but I love rivalries like that where it's like Hyper Kirby, very, very, very good player, Spargo, one of the best players in the world, but for some reason, like, he just does really well against him, you know? It's like one of the, and I know Gavin, throughout your career, you had a couple of these.
Everyone's got that one boy that just gives them a lot of trouble.
It's a Roy thing. No. It's like Roy. But everybody has one where, you know, I check for the players I like, and I see these players that are really good, especially at a regional level and do well at majors, but not Spargo top five, top one level. But damn, a 3-0. Like, I love these rivalries. They're talking shit to each other online. I was like, this is good. Like, this is fucking fire. They play Roy and sorties like Cloud. I was like, this is good. I really enjoyed that little part of the tournament without fully diving into everything. So I thought that was great.
Leo getting fourth? Come on. That was sick.
That's great. He played
really
well.
That was amazing.
Dude.
Like, the reverse reel versus Hurt. Like, there was so much memorable things, but obviously we'll go deeper into it as
well. Was it reverse 3-0?
I believe it was reverse 3-0. Or am I tripping? I know it was game five. It was definitely game five. It was definitely game five.
I think you're tripping, yeah.
Charles, come on, you're a caster. You know it's safe to say game five there. You don't say the frame data, you say very fast.
I'm trying to hype up Leo. Very slow. Stand down. I'm trying to hype Leo up.
Sorry.
Leave that to
Phil. I'm not a caster. I'd be like interrupting the co-caster and telling them they're wrong.
Okay.
I lie about insane SDI all the time.
I want to shout out, Gavin was doing a hilarious bit on a stream. Because I watch you, and I watch Larry, and I watch Phil. I watch all three. You're my guys. I watch all three of you. But you, Gavin, that bit you were doing where you were like being a Smash caster, that shit could go triple platinum, bro. It was very funny. I was actually laughing in my chair here. You're like, damn it, this is actually really funny. Bro's becoming a streamer.
Oh, man.
We'll have to get you to...
My worst nightmare.
One last thing I wanted to say about the podcast in general. I know we're talking about Gauntlet, but...
that shit's trash. Sorry.
Yep. Also, the the one thing that I also just really loved about the podcast, and we might take it for granted now because it's so common, but when Leo first came on as a guest, like, I just want people to know that Tweak and Leo at that point didn't interact with each other like a ton, right? They weren't on the same team and stuff like that. So bringing these players from different countries, different backgrounds, and them communicating with each other is something we didn't have too much in Smash, especially like pre-quarantine. And I love the fact, and I hope that the viewers love the fact that we go out of our way to, I know we don't bring as much guests on as before, but you know, getting these players and these great minds of the game to talk about the game and talk to each other about like even just general competition and stuff. I think we get a lot of that now, especially with, you know, especially when Luminosity first launched and picked up a bunch of Smash players and made a bunch of content. So, and even Panda like started paving the way for that interaction as well. So I think,
dude.
Right. I mean, just, I think that's something that I, as a Smash fanatic or a Smash fan, I just love seeing those kinds of interactions, because just seeing all these different great minds throughout the game, and obviously Leo's the GOAT of Ultimate, so just seeing him interact with his rival, right, especially pre-quarantine, was really sick to see. And I, you know, when that episode happened, it was truly magical as a longtime Smash fan. So I just, you know, want to shout out things like that as well.
That, I think that's probably like the biggest thing for me is, we are a very interesting collection of people when you think about it, like from an outsider, right? Like, we don't know if you don't know our relationships, you see Gavin's super top player, top five, but top 10 of his whole life. Oh, this dude be competing, winning majors and super majors. And then it's like, Charles is like a coach, but also a caster, and like, he coached Gavin, and he has this crazy mind for the game. And then Haz is like, bro, I'm a player caster, and I'm actually pretty good. But I'm
award-winning caster.
Award-winning. I'm not saying that part.
But it's true, right?
Okay, sure, man. Award-winning player caster.
And then, player.
Award-winning player is great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you, according to Gactor,
Dangerous man. Gak did call me a dangerous man watching my
dangerous Belmont player.
That is actually real.
PR'd also PR'd in New England. Not a
very tough region. Nope.
And then me, who's like, I was pretty good.
Like, you're damn good, bro. Come on,
you're insane.
And a lot of
okay, wait, wait. Let me. You did all of ours. You gave us our flowers, Marcus. You are a huge part of Smash history. A top level PM player, inspirational to many people across the country. True. Top level Bayonetta player, of course, in Smash 4. Also inspirational in that way, and just a super chill, humble dude who brings an incredible vibe to the podcast.
But that's okay. Thanks.
And Father of the Year.
At the end of the
day, hold on.
Award winning.
I hope so. But
award winning. At the end of the day,
the thing that I think is the most interesting about us is that, yeah, we're all these different things. You get to see all the different parts of like the community, right? You get to experience the super top level. You get to experience the kind of high level. You get to experience the caster side, the coaching side. But you also get to experience what we are at the end of the day. And Charles just said it. We're fans. We're just fans of the game. And I think that's like what draws so many people to us is like, bro, I've been talking about and playing this game for like 15 years. Like, it's like people who love a sport like basketball or football or something. Like, to me, that's just what it feels like. Like, this is something that I love. It was my passion at one point, and now I just get to talk about it forever. I still try to watch the tournaments when I can. And like, we're all so busy, right? But we're still just, yo, did you see that set? Like, yo, like we'll hit each other up. Like, bro, did you see that? Like, that's just something that I don't know.
You'll hit me up and you won't give me context because you'll know I saw it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, our entire chat history, Marcus, is LeBron memes and then just like, yo, that back air was fucking crazy. And like, that's it. You know, like, we weren't talking before that, but it's like, I know you're watching and you know I'm watching, or I'll send you something like, yo, did you see that? Like, that sequence right there? Like, holy shit. Damn, Leo was playing well today or whatever. It's very cool. It's such a cool little thread that connects all of us. I like that. And it truly is one of my favorite things about Smash. Like, it's the thing, like, Hawaii, East Coast, like, we're all over the fucking place here. Like, it's crazy. Our paths would not have crossed if not for this game. And then, obviously, deeper level, this podcast. And I'm, you know, eternally grateful for that. Y'all are friends for life, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah. Well, so far, so good. 4 years strong, so that's good.
Thank you so much for all the support. And honestly, that was fantastic. Shouts to everyone. And if you want to see some bonus content, check out the Patreon. Have a good one.